堂听 class.com。
Lesson 3, the R-shaded vowels. Again, check the number on your tape player's counter so you can rewind to this spot. When an R comes after a vowel sound, Americans create what we call R-shaded or R-colored vowels, as in the words car, hear, for, care. In American speech, we don't tap or roll the tongue, car, hard, hear. We don't use a friction sound in the back of the tongue and the palate, cow, how, heel. Let's just try the American R shading first in the AR combination, words like car and star. Begin with the very same ah sound that you did in the tongue exercises from course 1. Ah, 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 use that slight downward move of the rear tongue that you learned in those earlier lessons. Okay, begin with ah, 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 and now as you're saying that last ah, draw the middle and rear tongue up and back so it moves really close to the back of the palate. Ah, 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 retract it up and back. Ah, ah, really feel that tongue lifting and gliding back and up. Use the same tongue muscles that you used in the tongue exercises and in forming all of the diphthongs. Feel that vibration on the back of the palate and in the upper part of your throat. Be very careful not to tighten or push your lips. Don't do ow or ow. Keep your lips open and relaxed. Let your tongue do all the work. R, R, R. Now, if you try and try but still can't create the sound, there are two other things that you can try. First, move from the ah into a G sound. G, g. Do og, og, og. Okay, you feel where the tongue goes to make the G? Now, to make the R shading, pull further back than you did for the G, but don't touch the palate. R, og, r, og, r. Try it that way for a while, and if that still doesn't work, you can try one other thing. Try curling the tip of your tongue up and back. Point that tip of your tongue toward the throat after the ah. R, r. Actually curl your tongue tip up and back. Now this sound with the curled tongue is not exactly standard American R shading, but it's close enough if you can't do it the other way. So let's try either version of this AR, this R, with the R shading on these words. Car, star, far. Now this American R sound is clear, but it's quick. Don't hold either the vowel or the R shading very long. Don't do car, and don't do car. Get into the R fast, then get out of it fast. Tar, par, bar, card, start. Now this type of R shading can come after many different vowels and diphthongs. In every case, pull back and up into that R with your rear tongue muscles, feel the vibration near the opening of your throat, and get into it fast and get out of it fast with a strong but quick R sound. Let's try it on the simple sound of ER, er, at the ends of words. Mother, sister, helper, summer, winter, dancer. No taps, no gurgles, just nice strong glides of the middle and rear tongue. In American English, there are so many words where we use exactly this same er sound at the beginning or the middle of the words. Words like bird, earth, search. Try them, but don't push your lips. Don't do earth or bird. Do the simple er, just the same way that you did on mother. In fact, say mother, er. Repeat that er twice. Mother, Mother, earth. No lips, no friction in the throat, no earth or ilth. Mother, earth. Try it on several more words. Cursed. Thirsty. First. German. Verb. Word. Worm. Yes, keep your lips relaxed even when a W sound comes before this shading. Not worm or worm. Relax those lips. Let your tongue do the work. Okay, let's try the O-R combination. Or, as in the words more and sure. This sound begins with the soft R vowel from pair number 4. You must open up your lips. Feel the opening at the corners of your lips, not in the middle. Ah, ah. Then make that same strong movement of the mid and rear tongue back toward the palate. R, R. Be careful that you don't push forward into the diphthong O. We don't want shower for shore. We don't want mower instead of more. Just glide back out of the soft ah, ah with your tongue. More. Repeat it. Core. Exploring. Boring. Chord. Again, be careful not to tap or gurgle the sound. Don't do gurgled or chord, but chord. Now let's try the R shading connected to the hard E sound. Ear. Ear. And let's use a little of the quick American glide down in pitch that you used for all of the hard vowels. Repeat. Ear. Cheer. Appeared. Sincere. Beer. Again, avoid the tap, beer, or the gurgle, beer, and don't push the lips. Now let's attach the R shading to the hard oo sound and get the sound oor, as in sure, poor. Again, don't push the lips. Repeat them. Sure. Poor. Secure. Let the tongue do all of the work for the ooh, and then glide the tongue even further back to get the R, R. Endure. Jury. The last of the R shadings is on the sound of the word air. Breathe the air. It begins with a soft E sound, not the diphthong A. Don't do air for air. Don't do payer for pair. Don't let the rear tongue come forward into that E. Immediately glide it up and back into the R. Pair. Care. Wear. Stairs. Fairly prepared. And now let's try some sentences combining a lot of these R-shaded vowels. My mother and father went here and there. My brother Carl had a hard time finding work. Don't you care about the poor workers? Last winter, the deer hunters got very scared. Mr. Jones had a beer party every summer for 10 years. Go back and repeat this entire lesson several times. And as you're repeating the sentences, also remember to use the total rear tongue muscularity and the American jump up and step down intonation. Also try the additional drills for these R-shaded sounds printed in Lesson 3 of the manual. This is the end of Side 1.